I'm here at the Brighton Fringe at the Pavilion Gardens Cafe, and the children's parade drums have maybe symbolically stopped as I ask my first question to Zella Senior. Zella, you've decided to do a blog on death and dying at the Fringe. Tell us why.
There's a lot of death about.
That's the title of your blog, isn't it?
Yes, it is the title of the blog. What I noticed, well, I'm on a bit of an exploration of death and dying myself, and what I noticed when I looked at the Fringe and the festival programme was there was a lot of death kind of interspersed into the programme, and it just gave me the idea to actually kind of follow it and have a look at it and see how people are presenting death, looking at death. Yeah.
And literally there's a lot of it. When you go through that programme, what kind of shows are you noticing?
It's interesting because there's a whole variety of shows. So there's there are shows which there's one show I'm interested in. I've forgotten its name right now, but The Complete Deaths, which is all about looking at all of Shakespeare's death. So there's some quite kind of classic views of death, something that we'd be quite familiar with. And then at the other end of the spectrum, there is some kind of really much more avant-garde looks at death. There's a show called Seance, which is looking at seances. There's just a really wide variety. Next Saturday, there's going to be part of the Brighton Death Festival, a parade heading up to Woodvale Crematorium and a show there. So it's, I'm really excited. I have no idea what to expect right now, but I'm really excited.
Do you think it's true that most people avoid thinking about death?
Oh, absolutely. It's the thing we turn our heads away from. And quite interestingly, it's the only thing we can be certain of in life, and yet we deny it like crazy, yeah.
And yet, here at the Fringe, there are clearly people absolutely confronting it.
Yes, which I'm really fascinated by. And I do think, I've just been saying, that I do think there's an increasing curiosity. It's almost like a kind of growing trend in, a number of articles in mainstream newspapers in the last few months. Just an increased curiosity and a willingness to kind of look at it in a way that perhaps we haven't for quite a while. Yeah.
We're sitting here in the blessed sunshine of, a cafe in Brighton. You've been around the world a bit.
Yeah.
Have you encountered death in different forms?
Yes.
There?
Yes. And it's interesting because I've worked in post-conflict cultures, so actually cultures which literally drip with death, which are defined by death, and for which where progress is actually in some way dependent on people's attitudes to death and ability to process grief. It's I've come across a lot of death. Yeah.
So how do you process it?
I like to look it in the eye. As I look Paul in the eye as I say that. I think it, for me, it's, I'm really curious about it. I like to look at it head on. I'm curious about about how it feels, what it's like, right down to the nitty gritty of procedures after death. And, I'm really kind of curious about.
But beyond that curiosity, could putting yourself through, it's not a full-time month, but a month of just confronting death regularly through art, that could be dangerous for you.
Yeah, it could. But also, I don't actually see it as a dangerous thing to do. I just think it's fascinating. And I'm approaching it with it just feels like fun to me. It's a funny word to use it around death, but I do think it's fun because there's a real space in which I can learn more about living, actually, by looking at how people portray death.
So what's the plan? There's a blog, so there's obviously some sort of reportage, some reporting, some recording. There's potentially photos, there's potentially audio, video, there's potentially words. There's potentially silence and reflection. So what's the journey through May for you?
It's funny. I don't really have a journey mapped out. We've just been sitting here now, and I've just heard about two shows that I hadn't picked up in the programmes so far. So I'm going to be... It's unfolding as it goes along. And I think that is really, I think, what death is like for many people. We don't... it creeps up on us, and we have... we're probably quite ill-prepared. So I'm seeing this as almost like, I don't know, it's something that's going to unfold, and yeah, let's see at the end of the month how it's been. I think that's...
In terms of your own writing process, though, are you going to see a show and write it up immediately, or do you have a few hours to do it the next day?
Well, I've got kids, as you know, so I think some of it's going to be determined upon on my, you know, what's happening in life around me. And again, that is, we live and we die, and so I think that's quite a nice way to do it. It will fit in with my life, and I will, I'll write up the reviews when it feels right. Yeah.
So, just in terms of scale, are you looking at seeing 3 shows, 300? What's the rough plan?
Well, before I came here today, I think I was probably looking at around 10 shows. But I can tell already it's going to be something that's going to kind of accumulate. And so I think I'll be seeing quite a few more than that.
And are you going to cover everything from Shakespeare to stand-up?
Yes. Why not?
Okay. So we're going back into the programme now to find the stand-up shows about death as well. And the improv comedy shows. And...
Which I love. I think it's, again, humour is one of the ways we deal with death. So I'm curious. If there's some stand-up shows about death, I'm on for them. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing I've noticed in the programme. I can't say for sure, but a lot of the shows about death are people processing it through performance.
Yeah. And which is beautiful. I think that's a really... that is an amazing way to do it. Yeah. Why not?
Why not indeed? So that's Ella Senior, who's going to be blogging for Fringe Review in May, and exploring something there's quite a lot of about, which is death. So thanks very much.